Yo. Yo, what's good? Yes. Happy Sunday. Yeah. This is the AJ Podcast, and I am AJ. Yeah. I love you guys. I've been talking to you guys all week. All week, no, all week, no, all what? I'm goofy because my, because I'm starting to get my voice back. Yo, how have you been doing? Yeah, you made it through this week. Yeah. You are warriors, just like me. Yeah, you are bucking warriors. You know what I mean? Now, are you ready? Are you bucking ready to go back out there again and kick ass in the workplace or whatever place or the whore place or the or the prostitute place. Yeah, but are you ready to go out there and do whatever the fuck you gotta do to get this fucking paper? You know what I mean? Starting tomorrow. You know what I mean? Tomorrow. You only got a few hours left, and then now you gotta get up. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Love you guys. I mean, like, we're going to start with dessert. We are going to start with dessert first. I mean, then we're going to get into a couple stories. I got a couple stories. I do. Like, first off, these are things that I've learned for this week. Is that for this week, don't be weak. Don't, like, yeah. People was asking me, yo, so many times, was like, yo, your voice, what's wrong with your voice? Like, I was like, yo, I was in an emergency room. And they immediately jumped away, like, because they thought I had COVID. No. Don't be a pussy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I ate some shit that I wasn't supposed to fucking eat. And I didn't find out that I wasn't supposed to eat it until I fucking ate it. Jesus. I mean, we're gonna have some fun for a little while. I would, yeah, because it was on my page. It was on my Twitter page that, like, what kind of dog, if you wanted to get a puppy, man, like, yeah, what type of puppy would you get? Now, man, everyone loves pit bulls. Now, man, but I would love to have a Dalmatian because Dalmatians, when they're born, they don't get their spots. Now, man, they don't have spots, and the research says that a Dalmatian puppy takes 2 to 3 weeks for the spots to develop. So you will have a whole all-white puppy, and then, like, you will see it start to develop the spots, and I think that would be so fucking cool. Like, I mean, that would be cool. On top of the world, I love, I love, I love. Yeah, I'm still not at my singing voice. I guess I was never at my singing voice. Yeah, I feel like I can. Oh, I feel good. I just don't sound good. Trust me. The word that I learned this week is I'm trying to type this shit in. Give me a goddamn second, you impetuous bastards. Stupor. I think I got it. Yes, because if you have been listening to me, there was a story where a woman had got pregnant and then it's not twins. Like, it's not fucking, I don't think it's twins. But she found out that she was pregnant a second time. And the term for it is called super fetation. Super fetation. Super fetation. Super fetation. And what does it mean? It means the occurrence of a second conception during pregnancy, giving rise to embryos of different ages in the uterus. Wow. See, you learn shit when you fuck with me, baby. I mean, stick with me, baby. You learn shit. I mean, like, who knew that? Because my nasty ass, I would always be like, "Hey, you're pregnant already? You can't get a pregnant second time." My freaky ass, like, how can you put gas in a car that's already been wrecked? So I would just like, yeah, shoot the club up. Fuck it. And then you find out that there's fucking super fetation and that a girl can get pregnant while she's fucking pregnant. And fuck, man. Now we're back to condoms. Jesus Christ. Back to the Stone Age. Yo, oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, let's be adults here. Let's be, that shit funny. I can't lie. That shit funny. Small town boy like me. Wasn't your cup of tea? Yeah, that's my jam. So judge me if you want. It's going to be a short one, baby. Because this is the AJ Podcast. Police, cocaine, fentanyl, loaded guns found during bus at Channel Daycare. Yeah. Daycare on Long Island. Police said they found drugs and guns at a Long Island home that also serves as a daycare during a bus Saturday morning. Yeah. That's like, I don't know if that was the Mike Epps joke. It's like, yeah, they bring hair and selling weed, and the cops don't know when to kick the door in. I think that was a Mike Epps bit. Bay Shore, New York. Yeah, Suffolk County Police conducted a narcotics investigation into channel daycare and Bayshore after discovered narcotics were being dealt out of the home. Hey! I'm just trying to make multiple streams of income, baby. Why you want to knock me for that? I'm taking care of the kids. I sell a little bit of drugs on the side. You know what I mean? Because it's always on the side. It's always so I watch kids and sell a little bit of drugs. What the fuck is your problem with that? And for that, yeah, for that, I'll take a fucking shot. Jesus. What with these people, man? Got my kids. You got my kids. Yeah, you in the daycare selling motherfucking heroin. You probably stashing it on my motherfucking kids. Salud. Yeah. So I recorded a whole fucking episode of over an hour last night, between last night and this morning, and fucking I deleted it. Yeah, I was so mad, but you know how hard I go? You know how God, I'm Iron Monkey. You know how hard I go is that I recorded an episode that was better. I was like, yo, you know what? Make a better one. Like, yeah, you deleted that shit by accident. Like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, and off my memory, I recorded, I got like most of the, I was just like, I was like, you know what, Johnson, you know what? You recorded that shit. You deleted it. Make a better one. You can make a better one. And I made a better one. Yeah. 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 Yo, that's what, yeah. Yeah. Up top. Yeah. I went Super Saiyan Blue, baby. Now, really, like, yeah, I went up top. It's like, yo, because I was like, just feeling bad. And I was upset and everything. And I was like, you know what? You know what? Fuck that. Now, man, let's do this shit over again. Now, I mean, we gonna do this shit over again. Yeah. And fucking like, yeah. And fucked around and made an episode. Another one. It was like, yo, it was better than the one that I made before. Wow. Like, yeah. We can do this shit, people. We can do this shit. We can be great. We can do great, great things. I mean, like, yeah, we can do great things. I mean, oh, God, I would love to have that original episode back, though, because that shit was a doozy. It was a doozy. Like, yeah, I would love to have that one back. Like, yeah, I went back to, Windows and tried to, but I didn't, save anything. I fucked myself. I fucked myself. But yo, the episode that I came out with, yes. And for that, I'll take a shot. Yeah. This is Sunday. This is the AJ podcast. This ain't the Appcast. This is the whole thing, baby. Yeah. And I'm charged up. I mean, like, my voice fucked up still a little bit, everything. Yeah. But yo, I'm fucking rocking. Yes. I love talking to you guys. This is therapy. Trust me. This is therapy. This is therapy. I mean, and for that, yes, I will have a shot. I deleted a whole fucking episode, an hour of, and I'm getting better. I'm getting better because my episodes are getting longer, but I'm not talking bullshit. I'm going off. Like, yeah, I'm doing shit. Like, yeah. Salud. I have one or two. I have a couple stories. Let's delete this about the cocaine and the fentanyl and all that shit. Like, oh shit, daycare owner, 50-year-old Magula, what the, and her son. Okay, so I can only imagine that is a lady's name because afterwards it said her son. 34-year-old Raphael Landrin were both arrested and are facing drugs and weapons charges, in addition to child endangerment charges. Oh, wow. Like, yeah. Now, they was bugging. They was bugging. They was probably getting that money, though. But they was bugging. So, the question is, when you have your children around killers and dope dealers and pit bulls and all types of shit like that, are they not safer? Yeah. Are they not safe? I mean, like, yo, because who's gonna let anything happen to your child if you're around somebody who's already killed someone or a dog or anything? That's the question. I mean, like, yeah. Yeah! Next story. I would rather have my child around killers than to have them around you bitch-ass motherfuckers. Delete this, what's going on? Oh, yeah. You gotta fucking delete this. Cause this is not gonna be yeah. I'm trying to shoot my load here. Man, like. The burning truth about spontaneous human combustion, which I believe that, oh God. And people always thought that it was like a religious thing. No, it's just Carbon rubs against carbon. We are carbon organic. This is what I'm guessing. I'm talking stupid shit before I even read the article. Now I read like, So what I'm gonna guess, what I suppose is that carbon rubs against carbon, or some type of like atoms in your body, they don't react, they react with each other. They react with each other and it causes a fucking reaction that causes your body to heat up and cause fire. I'll be like, yes, I want to say it's carbon and carbon rub up against each other. But I could be wrong. But it could be like any one or two. Our bodies are composed of the elements of like stars. Like, yeah. Yeah. And you think it sounds crazy, but our body has everything in it. Like iron, like everything, like, all those fucking elements are composed in our bodies. So you can, it's easy for, it's not easy, it's not easy. It's easy, but it's easily not explainable. For something like that to happen. Let's get to the store. Spontaneous human combustion is a term used to describe combustion in a human body without any external source of ignition. Right? Throughout history, there have been accounts of people who have burned to death for no apparent reason, and strangely enough, their surroundings were not affected by the fire. Superstition, pseudoscience, or the real deal? I mean, like, yeah. What is it? Like, what is it? It's, I think it's biological. I think it's biological. It could be, yeah, because we are, if you really believe science, then we are carbon-based organisms. I mean, so carbon is like the base of everything. Like everything. I mean, like, yeah. So, like, yo, when you burn something, it goes back to carbon. I mean, charcoal goes back to carbon. Like, yeah, it sounds wild. It sounds wild. But yes, we are carbon-based organisms. I mean, if we were to burn, like, if you was to set me on fire, please don't. Please don't set me on fire. I would go to ashes and I would be carbon. I mean, but if you was to set that same ashes in the ground, something would grow. Yeah. Plants would grow. I mean, like life. Life would come from that. Like, yeah. It's wild. It's fucking wild. I mean, like, yo, if you, yo, hit my page. If you think I'm talking bullshit, hey, let's fucking, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I'm not backing down. Not today, baby. Not ever. Delete that. Yeah, oh shit. The 2021 liver meteor shower lighting up the sky. And yo, you can really like see it. Hold on, let's read this. How to watch the show. Meteor season is back with the annual Lyrid meteor shower. The first 3 months of most years represent a relatively dry spell for night sky watchers, which is me. And typically, it's not, yo. And I said that where my mom lives at, there's no like no lamppost, no street lights, no none of that. Like, yo, you can really go out and like, yo, like, even, yo, even out my job, like, yo, even out my job, you can step out to the front side of the parking lot, and you can like really see the whole sky. Like, there's no like city interruption, and you can see like stars. You can map out constellations. You can, and I love that. Like, yo, I love it. Especially with my mom. I blew my mom's mind. I was like, yo, like, look. Like, she stepped outside. I was like, yo, mom, come here. I was like, yo, mom, come here. I was like, yo, look. I mean, like, I was looking up at the sky. Because she has a great view of, like, the whole sky. I was like, look. What is that? I mean, it was a falling star. I mean, it was a star that was falling. I mean, and she was like, yo, like, because they all think I'm crazy. I mean, like, I'm not fucking crazy. I was like, yo, look at that. That's why I stand out here and I look at this shit, because it's beautiful. Like, I mean, like, these are stars. Like, yeah. She thought I was nuts. Well, she probably might still think I'm nuts, but I don't give a fuck. I don't give a flying, buggering, sugar titting. Ah, a tit bitten fuck. Yo, okay. Let's be adults here. Pardon me. All right. Here's where we go. Police. Yeah. This is CBS. CBS New York. Woman wanted for punching MTA bus driver in Manhattan. Don't underestimate these women. If you want to talk to them like they're just women and they're just going to accept whatever you give them, then you are dead wrong in 2021. Fuck ever. Back in fucking 19, fucking whatever. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, police are looking for, oh, she on the run. Police are looking for a woman accused of punching an MTA driver in Manhattan. And I hope they never fucking find her. I mean, like, yeah. Police are asking for the public's help in identifying the suspect. They told CBS 2's Corey James on Sunday they did cinching out. Fuck that. According to the police, the driver refused medical attention but had pain and swelling because, yeah, he was embarrassed that he got punched. And just this past Friday, police said there was another violent incident involving a city bus in Brooklyn when a 60-year-old man broke multiple windows on the bus. Yo, they not playing out there. They not fucking playing out there. Nope. Know what I mean? And they got the Crime Stoppers hotline, but I ain't no snitch. So I'm not going to put the number out there. Yeah. I mean. I would like to believe that somewhere that somebody got justice. Bus drivers talking shit get popped in the motherfucking face. Hey, that's how the game goes, baby. Yo. Let's go. Let's see what the next story is. No. That was the meteor shower. I didn't delete that shit. Hey, I'm not perfect. Fuck that. I mean, like, yeah, states. Well, this was interesting to me because states where food stamps are used the most. So let's see. Food insecurity throughout the United States affected more than 37 million people, among them 11 million children. And that's fucked up. I mean, like, Americans have faced food shortages. States are, hold on, man. Hold on, man. Where is the fucking link? 42 million. Pandemic, National Hunger Relief Organization feeding Americans expect more than 40. Yeah. Oh. The impact of coronavirus. Well, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? Oh, I'm looking at the chart. Like, yeah, I'm looking at the chart right now. I've been like, yo, I'm gonna put the chart up on my Twitter page. Now, man, like, yeah, I think I am. Like, yeah, or I'll find a way to post it again. Later, I mean, because that shit is extensive. It's very extensive. I mean, like, yeah, wow. Yeah, I'm trying. No, fuck that. I mean, we ain't got time for all that. I mean, so this is the HA Podcast. I love you guys. I will hear from y'all again like tomorrow with the AJ Hapcast. It's just fucking funny. I mean, yeah. Yeah, with the AJ Hapcast. I mean, like, yeah. Yeah. Please. Wear your mask still. I mean, wash your hands, wash your ass. I mean, my voice is coming back. Yeah! If you can see the look on my eyes, like, yeah, I will be back. I mean, getting this shit right. We're gonna set everything right. I mean, like, yo. If you fucks with the podcast, if you fucks with the Hapcast, big energy, baby. If you fucks with the podcast, if you fucks with the Hapcast, I'll be like, yo, see me on Twitter at, I don't know. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. Like, yo, now, like, yeah, I'm looking for the big finish, right? Yeah, the big finish. Now, I mean, there is no big finish because I can never fucking finish. Avery Johnson on my Twitter page at RYEZN SHYNE. Yes. Rise and shine. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like, don't dump nothing in the fucking water. I love you guys. I would hate to have to come up to you and curse you the fuck out for being part of the fucking problem. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can tell I'm getting my voice back because I can scream and, like, yeah, I'm screaming and, but it's still fucked up. I mean, like, yeah. Yeah. On top of the world. I love the calendar girl every day. Yo, find the podcast on Spotify. I mean, find it on Spotify. I mean, Anchor will get you there, but Spotify will have you there. I mean, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. How long has it been? 37 minutes. Yeah, yo. So with that, I'm going to end this podcast. Yeah, I love you all. I will talk to you like very soon. When I say very soon, I mean in less than fucking like 12 hours, in less than like 14. Like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, yo, I love y'all. Yo, I highlight y'all. I mean, like, yo, peace. I mean, peace.